By a vote of 10 to 2, the Public Health Committee approved needle exchanges in counties with the highest rates of hepatitis C infection. Hepatitis C can be an indicator of injection drug use. Republican Representative Ed Clear initially pushed to allow needle exchanges in all 92 counties. But in response to concerns from other lawmakers and a veto threat from Governor Pence, Clear cut that number in half.
You know, I think allowing needle exchange makes sense, but if there's a desire to limit it, then, you know, I can go along with that as long as we recognize that there are areas of the state that are at higher risk than others for developing a similar outbreak.
Needle exchanges allow injection drug users to trade in their dirty needles for clean ones and have been shown to reduce the spread of infections like HIV. Joey Fox, legislative director for the State Department of Health, said that Governor Pence was willing to allow needle exchanges in response to the crisis, but he still hasn't budged on letting exchanges operate elsewhere or beyond the emergency period. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jake Harper.